Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet, will continue talking about how many Dayanim judges are needed to deal with different cases. Mishnah says, Makot Bishlosha, all different types of crimes that have the punishment of lashes are judged by a court of three Dayanim, three judges. For most cases of a person violating a Lo Ta'aseh, biblical prohibition, he is punished by Malkut. Mishum Rabbi Ishmael Amru Be'esrim Ushlosha. But in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, they said that a crime like that needs to be brought to a court of 23 judges. He learns this out. He connects it to a case of capital punishment. As we mentioned in the last Mishnah, whenever we have a case that possibly will lead to the death penalty, we learn out from the Torah that you need a bet din of at least 23 judges. Rabbi Ishmael connects the same for Malkut, for lashes. That's similar to putting a person to death, so you need 23 for that as well. Ibur HaChodesh Bishlosha. If we're adding a day to the month, that means in the old days, in times of the Mishnah, they had a Jewish calendar that was based on the Iyah, based on sight. They didn't have a set calendar, and that either a day was 29, a month was 29 days, or a month was 30 days. It depends on if witnesses showed up and claimed that they saw the new moon. If witnesses showed up on the 30th day of the month and they said that they saw the new moon, then the rabbis, that Beit Din declares that day itself, the 30th day after the previous Rosh Chodesh, they declare that the Rosh Chodesh of the next month, the first day of that incoming month. If no witnesses show up at all, then the 30th day stays with the previous month, and the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh, the next day, automatically, with no Edim showing up. So we're talking about accepting those witnesses could be done by a Bet Din of three people. Ibur HaShana Bishlosha, adding a month to the year, making it a leap year by adding a double Adar, a 13th month to the Jewish calendar, is also done by a court of three. The reason being is we want to make sure that the lunar and the solar calendars match up, that the moon and the sun equal the same. We want to make sure that we connect them every few years. The lunar calendar has less time than the solar calendar. The lunar calendar has 12 months of 29 and a half days, and the regular solar calendar has 365 days. So we want to make sure that they match up, because we want to make sure that Pesach doesn't fall too early, because Pesach has to happen during the springtime, Chodesh Ha'aviv. So to prevent that shift inward of the month of Nisan, every few years the rabbis would add in an extra month of Adar in order to make Pesach a little bit later. So all of that could be done by a court of three, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer b'shlosha matchilin u'b'hamisha nos'im v'notnin v'gomrin b'shiv'a. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and he says, you're right when you say that we add a month based on a Bet Din of three judges, but that's only to start considering the matter. When two of them, of those three, are in favor of adding a month, we add two more judges to now have a total of five, and that panel of five judges discusses should they add a month or not. And then if the majority of those five continue to agree that they should add a month, Gomrin Beshiva, we add two more judges to them, and we conclude with seven judges, and those judges will announce if it's going to be a leap year or not. V'im Gamru Bishlosha Me'obedet. And Shimon ben Gamliel does say that even if they didn't go through that whole process, B'de'avad, in a way after the fact, if they conclude with only three judges that they're going to add an extra month, it's considered to be a valid addition, and the year is going to be increased by 1 month to have a total of 13 months. That leap year is decided even after the fact with only three judges. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We're still talking about how many Dayanim, judges, are needed for different things. Mishnah says, Simichat Zekenim va'arifat egla bishlosha. The leaning of the elders on the Par Ha'elem Davar Shel Sibur needs three people. This korban that's brought is when the Sanhedrin makes a mistake on something that's karet, and the majority of the Jewish people make that mistake, they rely on the decision of the court, and they make that avera, then the Sanhedrin has to bring a korban hatat. They have to bring a bull, and they have to bring it as a korban. So here we're saying that three of the dayanim have to lean on that animal, and also the procedure of egla arufa. If there's a dead body found between two cities, and they don't know who killed that person, then the Sanhedrin comes and they measure which city is closest. Then whatever they decide, whichever city is closest, those rabbis from that town come, and they bring a baby cow, and they bring that cow as a korban. They sacrifice it on that spot. And here we're saying you need three judges from the Sanhedrin to measure from the body that was found to the nearby town. That's Divrei Rabbi Shimon, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. V'Rabbi Yehuda omed b'hamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need five judges. Not three judges, you need five judges for all of these things. Other cases you need at least three dayanim for, three judges for. A halitza. Halitza is if a man passes away and he has no children, then it's a mitzvah for one of his brothers to marry the widow, the ex-wife. That's called yibum. But if none of the brothers want to do this mitzvah of yibum, they have to release the wife and do halitza. Halitza is where she would take off the wife of the man who passed away, would take off the shoe of one of the brothers over here. And then she would spit in his direction and declare that this is the man who did not want to rebuild his brother's home. And then that woman is free to get married to anybody else. That needs three people. V'hame'unin. Someone who does mi'un. If a girl is not yet an adult, she could only get married off by her father. If she's a young girl, her father could marry her off. If her father passed away, then technically nobody can on a de'oraita level. But the rabbi said, we're going to make it easy for her and say that her mother or her older brothers are allowed to marry her off. But since it's only from the rabbis, it's the rabbanan. It's only rabbinic. And therefore, she has the ability to undo the marriage, that's called mi'un, without receiving a get, without receiving an actual divorce. She has to make a statement that she doesn't want to be married to the husband that they married her off to, and then the marriage is undone. That can also be done only in front of three judges. In the following few cases, we want to determine how much something is worth. An item that was holy, we'll mention three items, or three types of categories. We want to know how much they're worth if we want to redeem them. Netar Revai is the fourth year fruit, the first year, 3 years of produce, which when a tree is planted, the fruit or the tree cannot be benefited from in for any way. That's called Orla. In the fourth year, the produce, the fruits have to be brought to Israel, to Eretz Israel, and eaten there. But if somebody couldn't do that, he wanted to redeem them, take money instead, leave the fruits here and take and transfer the holiness from the fruits onto the money, and then bring the money to Israel, too much to carry all that fruit. They could add a penalty to it and then bring that money to add it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there and spend the money over there on food. The same thing for Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is a person has to separate different produce of Israel. That are grown in Israel. And certain amount has to be separated and brought to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. If it's too, like the Netar Revai, if it's too burdensome, it's too much to carry, he could transfer the holiness onto money and then use the money in Yerushalayim and buy food over there. So if you want to figure out what it's worth in order to transfer the holiness onto coins, that has to be done by Shlosha. So we said, Netar Revaiv, Umaaser Sheni, She'en Damav Yeduin B'Shlosha. You don't know the value of both of these things. It could only be appraised and figured out how much it's worth in front of three judges. Ha'hekdeshot B'Shlosha. Also, if you have items that were dedicated to the Bet HaMikdash and you want to figure out what they're worth, then you have to have three judges examine them. Ha'arachin Ha'mitaltilin B'Shlosha. Somebody wants to pay arachin. That's a fixed amount of money to the Bet HaMikdash, for example. Let's say somebody says, I'm donating my value. So everybody has a set value, a fixed value, depending on their age and their gender. A male who's going to be 20 years old is going to be a certain cost. That's going to be him donating a certain value automatically to the Bet HaMikdash. So if he's specifying that, and he wants to pay it with giving an item to the Bet HaMikdash instead of money, then that appraisal of what that person, of what that item is worth relative to the value of a person, has to be done with three judges. For example, somebody says, I'm donating myself. Guy was 20. And let's say he's worth 50 shekelim. So now you have to figure out, when you're appraising an item that he's going to donate, instead of donating the actual shekelim, if that item is worth those amount of shekelim. Since he didn't say otherwise, the Tana over here is implying that it could be anybody. It doesn't have to be a Kohen who is the judge. It can be any types of judges. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Ehad mehen Kohen. Says Rabbi Yehuda, one of these three judges who's doing the appraising has to be a Kohen. The Torah tells us that a Kohen uses the word Kohen when talking about the appraisal of these things called Arachin. Someone dedicates a fixed amount that he's worth, then we have to use, one of the judges has to be a Kohen. The first opinion continues, where he says you need three judges for Arachin. V'akarkaot tish'a v'kohen. If somebody wants to pay Arachin with land, he doesn't want to pay with money, he doesn't want to pay with movable objects, he wants to pay with a piece of land, then that land could only be appraised and figured out the value with nine judges and a Kohen. 10 experts have to deal with the situation. V'adam kayotze bahen. If somebody's donating, here it's a little different than Arachin. Somebody's saying, I'm donating what I would be worth if I was sold at market as a slave. That's different than Arachin. Arachin is a set number based on age and gender. Here, it's what I would sell for in the shuk if I was sold as a slave. Then also, a person needs to have a 10-expert team appraise him for what he would be worth. And one of those experts has to be a Kohen. And that's also if he's saying, I'm donating my market value to the Bet HaMikdash.